PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 2 o'clock at 79 degrees. I'm Annette Petriccioni. Jersey Central Power and Light crews are now down to under 1,500 scattered outages after last weekend's storms knocked out electricity at hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses. Most of the utility's current outages are spread around Monmouth and Ocean counties along the shore to Morris, Warren, and Sussex counties further inland and to the north. Meanwhile, cleanup efforts continue in Paramus after severe storms knocked down a ton of trees. The Bergen County Borough got smacked so bad that the mayor declared a local state of emergency. This PGA golf instructor says local courses have been impacted.
There's three golf courses in the area. You got Paramus Golf Course, you got Ridgewood Country Club, a very prestigious club, and then you've got Orchard Hills, which is a nine-hole golf course. All three of them sustained a lot of damage.
Governor Sherrill has been criticized for not doing more to address the needs of the town's hit, with some Republicans saying she should have declared a state of emergency. This newscast brought to you by Ristorante Luca. Fine dining at its best now with an updated dress code, smart casual, no jackets required. Enjoy award-winning Italian cuisine, first-class service, and complimentary world-class music. Visit RestaurantoLuca.com. A little Egg Harbor woman with an attention-grabbing mugshot is now being held at Ocean County Jail. Police say 25-year-old Victoria Ann Cranor is charged with aggravated sexual assault and multiple child endangerment offenses involving a child younger than 13. Investigators say the case centers on a Snapchat video found on her phone. And the number of cancer cases is expected to surge in the coming decades.
More than 20 million people were diagnosed with cancer in 2024 worldwide, and the World Health Organization is predicting that annual number will be about 35 million by year 2050. The prediction report notes that essential cancer medicines remain out of reach for many. Dr. Elisa Bette-Widerpass with WHO says they're seeing reductions in some cancer rates in countries that have implemented prevention policies, but she says progress has been too slow. I'm Scott Pringle.
The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up now. New Jersey, fast traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Scattered thunderstorms with pockets of heavy rain will be with us through this evening. Watch out for big, deep puddles, also known as flooding. Gusty winds, low visibility, dangerous lightning, also all in play through part of this evening as well. We've got high humidity, so it's not very comfortable outside either. As storms exit tonight, it's going to stay sticky overnight, lows in the lower 70s, and tomorrow we sort of do it again. It's going to be steamy with highs near 90, mostly cloudy skies, and a slightly lower chance of some quick late-day showers or thunderstorms around. Saturday turns more comfortable with clouds and sun and highs back down to the 80s. Some rain may clip the state Saturday afternoon, and Sunday looks great. Partly sunny and breezy, highs around 80 to 85. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
This weather report brought to you by All County Exteriors. All County Exteriors would like to wish America a very happy 250th birthday. All County means all possible. Visit them online at allcountyexteriors.com. Happy birthday, America, from All County Exteriors. It's 78 in Margate, 79 in Trenton, and 77 in Hillsboro. Next update hits at 2:30. Breaking news when it happens. Now stay tuned for Dominski and Moore on New Jersey 101.5.